So what reasons do we have for loving Jehovah? How can we show our love for Him? These questions will be answered by our visiting branch representative, Brother David Walker, in the talk, This is What the Love of God Means. Brother Walker, you have our attention.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's a real privilege for Marina and I to come out here to Edmonton to be with you this weekend. And first of all, we want to welcome every one of you. And we want to commend each and every one of you for the effort you put forth to travel out here to the Assembly Hall in Onaway. And then in addition to that, we've brought with us the greetings and best wishes of the governing body and the Halton Hills Bethel family. Would you accept that? Our theme, brothers, love Jehovah with your whole heart, is so fitting because it's emphasizing the need to love Jehovah in a certain way. Not half-hearted, not double-hearted, but as the scripture shows, with all our heart. Undivided love for God. So we might ask, what does it mean to love Jehovah that way? Well, before we discuss the answer, let's consider closely our theme scripture. Would you please open with me to Deuteronomy chapter 13? And it's good for us to get a little background to this scripture. What's the setting, for instance? Who's the writer? It's Moses. Who's the audience? It's the Israelites. What's the time? It's 1473 BCE. And the sons of Israel have just spent 40 years in the wilderness. And that was since Jehovah delivered them from Egyptian bondage. Now, where are they when these words are spoken in our theme today? Well, at this point in time, Jehovah's people are standing on the plains of Moab just opposite Jericho. And they're on the threshold of the promised land. Now, what's the message that Moses delivers in the book of Deuteronomy? Well, he delivers a series of discourses that are intended to encourage the brothers, to exhort the brothers, to admonish the brothers, and to warn the brothers. And what's the application, brothers? The application, well, the counsel given back there that we're going to feature today in this theme to the Israelites is just what you and I need today, brothers, as we stand on the threshold of God's new world of righteousness. Yes, we too live in a world in which giving Jehovah our exclusive devotion can be a challenge. So now let's read this account. We're going to start right in verse 1 so we get the package here. Well, but our theme is verse 3. Let's start in verse 1. In case a prophet or one who foretells by dreams arises in your midst and gives you a sign or a portent, and the sign or the portent about which he spoke to you comes true. Now, is there any problem with that? There's no problem with that, brothers. You got a prophet who says something, and what he says comes true. But now notice what comes next. And while he is saying, that's the same prophet, let us walk after other gods, gods that you have not known, and let us serve them. Is there anything wrong with that? Absolutely. There's something wrong with that prophet. So that introduces now verse 3. It says, this is our theme, you must not listen to the words of that prophet or that dreamer. Why? For Jehovah your God is, notice, testing you. What's the test? To know whether you love Jehovah, your God, with all your heart and all your soul. Jehovah's testing you. So, brothers, when we hear information, it makes us think of the scripture in 2 Timothy 1:13. The Bible says, keep holding to the standard or pattern of wholesome or healthful words. So the truth has a pattern. It makes sense. And if something doesn't fit that pattern, if we're up to date with the truth and something doesn't fit that pattern, something kind of goes off in our brain and says, that doesn't sound right. Just like that prophet that said something nice, but then he says, let's serve other gods. Something goes off in the mind and says, that's not correct. So the Jehovah said, I'm testing you to see if you really love me with your whole heart. So brothers, why do we love Jehovah? Why should we love Jehovah? Well, Jehovah, as we know, is the source of life and he's the source of love. Motivated by love, Jehovah created us in his image and he gave us a marvelous capacity to love. Jehovah was the first to love us. And brothers, love is a powerful, motivating force. And we have so many reasons to love Jehovah. Yes, we think of what the Apostle Paul said to the Athenians in Acts chapter 17, verse 25 and 28. What did he say there? In verse 25, he said about Jehovah, he says, he gives to all people life and breath and all things. And that's us as well. And then in verse 28, he says in Acts 17, by him we have life and move and exist. What a wonderful Father we have. So Jehovah is our creator and our provider. That's one reason why we love him. What else has Jehovah done for us, brothers? Well, we're all sinners. And without the ransom sacrifice of Jesus Christ that Jehovah provided, we'd simply grow old and die, and that would be the end. But no, Jehovah has arranged for the removal of sin and death by means of Jesus Christ's ransom sacrifice. And then from the scriptures, we have a hope of something better. A hope. And that fills us with joy and peace. Because Jehovah is the giver of every gift and every perfect present, according to James chapter 1, verse 17. What else has Jehovah given us that makes us love him? Well, we experience death now, don't we? Old age and death overtakes every one of us. And so Jehovah has given us the heartwarming resurrection hope. Acts 24:15. And because Jehovah really cares for us, you and I can feel secure. Think of this scripture in Psalm 34, verse 6. It says, this lowly one called, and Jehovah heard. He saved him from all his distresses. Or what about that same Psalm 34, 18 and 19? Jehovah is close to the brokenhearted. Have we ever been brokenhearted, brothers? Remember, Jehovah's close to you at that time. It says he saves those who are crushed in spirit. Many are the hardships of the righteous one, but Jehovah rescues him from them all. What a wonderful God. And lastly, brothers, we could go on and on, but lastly, Jehovah has favored us with the priceless privilege of allowing us to serve as his dedicated witnesses. Yes, to support his sovereignty and to bring hope to those who listen to us. So our eternal happiness, brothers, indeed depends on our love for Jehovah. But now the question is, how can we show our love for God? Well, we're going to turn up a scripture that we know well. We're not going to learn anything new today, brothers, but we're going to review a lot of beautiful truths. Let's go over to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3. And here's our first main point on our program today. How can we show our love for Jehovah? Well, this is what the verse says. Verse 3. For this is what the love of God means. So, do we get the point now, brothers? You and I are saying, Jehovah, I love you. I love you, Jehovah. But how do we show it? Is it just words? You and I know it's not just words, brothers. The Bible says, this is what the love of God means. So we ask the question, what does it mean? Here's the answer. That we observe His commandments, and yet His commandments are not burdensome. So think of that expression. Now we have the word in there, observe. And what's that mean, brothers? Well, it means more than watch, to observe. It means more than hearing. The word observe has the thought of to comply. I'll give you a little example. We pull up to an intersection. There's a stop sign there. Pretty red, isn't it? Stop sign. We just slow down and drive right through. And then the policeman pulls us over. Hi. It's a nice sunny Saturday, isn't it? I'm just asking you a question. Did you observe the stop sign? Yes, officer. Bright red. But he says, what did you do? Did you really observe it? Yes, I saw it. Bright red. Standing back there. But he said, did you do what it said? No, officer, I didn't. I just saw it. I observed it. But I just drove through. Well, he says, I'm going to give you a ticket. Going to give you a ticket. So what was the problem? We observed it. We saw it. But we didn't do what it said. It said to stop. And we didn't do that. And now we're in trouble with the law. So brothers, our love for God is not just a feeling. Our love for God is not just a tender emotion, but our love for God is a call to action. Yes, we show our love for Jehovah by obeying Him, doing what He says, and striving to do His will each and every day of our lives. Now, what else would be involved in this? Well, going back there to Deuteronomy 13, let's read verse 4. There's six aspects that are mentioned in verse 4. It says, after Jehovah your God, you should walk, Him you should fear, His commandments you should keep, to His voice you should listen, He is the one you should serve, and to Him you should hold fast. So let's look at those very, very briefly, brothers. After Jehovah your God, you should walk. So we're happy and honored to walk with Jehovah, to imitate Him to the best of our ability. But you'll notice, brothers, that each of these six aspects mentioned in verse 4 involve action. They're not passive. They're not just looking at something or hearing something. But they involve us doing something. And that's the thrust of this program today. For me and for you. So right away he says, after Jehovah you should walk. Action. Him you should fear. Action. A reverential, wholesome fear of displeasing God. We want to please Jehovah. We don't want to disappoint Him. The 25th Psalm and verse 14 says, close friendship with Jehovah belongs to those who fear Him. So we think close friendship. Well, close friends talk together, don't they? So that would involve our prayers to Jehovah, brothers. And when we think of that, it's a marvelous thing, the privilege of prayer. And when we think of it this way, Jehovah has delegated many responsibilities to His Son, Jesus Christ. But He has not delegated the responsibility of hearing our prayers to Jesus. Jehovah reserves that for Himself as the sovereign of the universe. Imagine that, brothers. So we're very privileged to be able to pray to Jehovah through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now the third point mentioned there in verse 4, His commandments you should keep. Again, actions involved. We want to obey Jehovah. We don't question His righteous standards. In fact, the 119th Psalm, verse 32 says, I will eagerly pursue the way of your commandments. Notice, not just lackadaisical, but the psalmist says, I'm going to eagerly pursue, Jehovah, the way of your commandments. Why? Because you make room for it in my heart. The fourth area, to His voice you should listen. Again, listen, action. Yes, we want to listen not to our imperfect heart, brothers. And we don't want to listen to the world. We want to listen to Jehovah. The fifth area, He's the one you should serve. Yes, we love serving Jehovah, even when it requires hard work. And we're going to talk more about that as the program unfolds this afternoon. And it says, finally, the sixth point, and to Him you should hold fast. Hold fast. So we want to do that. We want to stick to Jehovah as if we're glued to Him. So now, brothers, what's our program all about today? Well, as that scripture mentions, Deuteronomy 13 and verse 3, towards the end, it says that Jehovah your God is testing you, testing me, testing you, to see if we love Him with our whole heart. That's what He's testing us with. So our love can be tested when we have to choose between pleasing ourselves and pleasing Jehovah God. Because selfishness is just the opposite of Christian love. So what's our assembly going to do for us today, brothers? It's going to help to strengthen our love for Jehovah, and it's going to motivate you and I to show unselfish love to a greater degree, not only in our family, in the congregation, but in the field ministry, everywhere. We're going to learn how love draws us closer to those around us and helps us to forgive others. We're going to learn how love moves us to praise Jehovah, particularly this afternoon in our symposium. And finally, we're going to learn why our love for Jehovah must be undivided. Remember, we're talking about serving Jehovah and loving Him with our whole heart. So brothers, how can we show our love for God? That's our question, isn't it, in the back of our program? The first one, Deuteronomy 13, 3 and 4, and 1 John 5 and 3. The answer, we can show our love for Jehovah by imitating Him, obeying Him, and serving Him loyally. So brothers and sisters, you're going to enjoy the program immensely today that's been arranged by the faithful and discreet slave and presented here by our brothers and sisters who will appear on the program. So brothers, may all of us then keep showing what the love of God means. Now it's not in theory, which means speculation or abstract thought. That's not how we love Jehovah. But we love Jehovah in practice. That means we carry out what Jehovah asks us to do. And so brothers, with that in mind, may Jehovah bless you to keep proving your love for God.
So thank you, Brother Walker, and we're looking forward to hearing the rest of the assembly program and to getting better acquainted with you and your wife, Marina, throughout the day.